Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I do want to get you the initial quotes coming from Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani, quote, "I never have bet baseball or any other sports. I have never gone through a bookmaker to bet on sports." Here is another quote, or not a quote, but Ohtani denies that he has ever gambled on sports or asked anyone to do so on his behalf. So we're just getting the initial quotes, but Shohei Ohtani is certainly not going to admit to any gambling on sports, not today.
Right, nor should he. And this is one of those things where if they ultimately have recordings of his voice or if they have actual advice or paper trail, and it's maybe not fair to compare it to the Tiger Woods saga, but it wasn't until you got a real sense of actual evidence, paper evidence and phone recordings about Tiger and all these mistresses that he had, that's when it became incontrovertible, undisputable evidence that Tiger was involved in some serious sex addiction.
Quote, "Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies." There's another fresh quote from Shohei Ohtani.
That's interesting.
All full finger point allegation goes at this point to the interpreter, Ipe. And again, that falls in line with what his attorneys and representatives had said toward the end of last week. But again, this is why it's such a bummer that Ohtani's not going to take questions. Because question number one is, why did your representatives initially tell a different story? Like, the question needs to be, okay, he's been stealing money from you.
Because we didn't realize it was against federal law to give money to a friend to pay off a bookie.
Yeah.
We didn't realize that, Mark. I was just doing a guy a solid.
Ipe, quote, "Ipe never revealed to me that there was this inquiry from the IRS."
Right.
In other words.
Right.
Shohei says he was never even told.
When did he discover that Ipe had stolen $4.5 million from him?
Apparently this was like late Wednesday.
So he just suddenly checked his bank balance and realized, oh, I've only got $247 million in there. There should be $251.5. Anybody know where that $4.5 million went?
Yeah,
it seems dubious to me.
Maybe.
He was buddy-buddy with him on Wednesday.
Buddy-buddy with him in the dugout
right, in
Korea on Wednesday. And already by that time, Ipe had been fed to ESPN by Ohtani's representatives to tell the story that $4.5 million had gone to cover his gambling debts.
Right.
"It was my gambling addiction and Shohei paid for me," was the story. And then 24 hours later, they changed it to theft.
Yeah, I'm just going to speak for myself here and see if you follow me. But if you steal $4.5 million from me, Mark, we're not friends anymore.
We're done.
We're done. We're not walking to the parking garage together. We're not bro hugging every Friday like we do. I'm not getting you donuts, even though I owe you a dozen. We're not buddies anymore.
Oh, I still expect the donuts.
Okay, you're right. I owe you. But and the Dibley always pays his debts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out the Lannisters.
Again, yeah.
You steal $4.5 million from me? We're not in the dugout. Maybe that's just me.
Quote, all of this has been a complete lie on Ipe's behalf. Quote, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I trusted has done this. It's okay. It's he said, he said.
Right.
Oh, and they said also.
Well, and you and I were talking about this in the green room about the nature of investigations of this sort. They're going to find every piece of paper trail, phone call, text message that they possibly can that's connecting Ipe with this bookmaker and the payment that that somehow was stolen. So he stole $4.5 million via 9 wire transfers. Is that what I'm led to believe?
9 wire transfers totaling $4.5 million.
So that's $500,000 per transfer.
Ohtani does, correct.
Does he have notifications turned off on his banking app?
It's a lack of notification sensation.
That's a buck.
Ohtani says that maybe this will answers your question about being buddy-buddy in the dugout of game one in Korea. It was after that game that Ipe addressed the Dodgers team. Ohtani says the first time he knew about Ipe's gambling was when Ipe addressed the clubhouse. He said Ipe was speaking in English and kind of knew what was going on, that there was something amiss. Okay, can I raise my hand right here? Oh, I don't buy that at all.
No.
I do not buy at all.
Ipe, why are you so concerned with this dog race from Florida?
These two were too close. You gave this person power of attorney over your bank accounts, but you don't even know that he gambles? And you guys are together round the clock every day of the week. He's the only conduit between you and the outside world because of the language barrier. I'm not saying that's impossible. It's hard to believe, though.
Very hard to believe.
Like, I know about your gambling problem, and we're not even together nearly as much as those two.
Yeah, it turns out it's not much of a problem, is it? Shout out Creighton. Quack, quack. Am I right?
Oh, don't do that to Mark.
No, I'm going to, because he is gloated over my losses and he points it out. And Creighton brought
it
over.
You got lucky this time, dude. This should have been
right.
Loss.
I did.
Yeah, Tom Petty, you got lucky.
Cousinard, open 3 in overtime. Womp, womp, dude. Quack, quack.
That was a hell of a shot, though.
It's a hell of a game.
Regulation. It was a great game.
Great game.
Great game.
Better than Creighton won. Talk about no show in 00.
Gosh, dang. So, you know, FP and I last week sort of joked that Wednesday and Thursday this thing was only in the first inning. And then when MLB launched the investigation on Friday night, we're like, okay, on to the top of the second.
Okay.
I feel like when Shohei's done today, this is going to close out the bottom of the second. On to the top of the third.
Yeah.
Shohei leads 2-0.
I don't know if he leads.
Ah.
I mean, if you've got the IRS involved and... Well, Major League Baseball, Flaccid Rob will leave no stone unturned.
That's true.
If the IRS is involved, that's not good.
No,
they tend to be a dogged group.
No emotional attachment
right to
the NL West standings.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.